When we talk about the candle of faith, we're talking about an eternal flame. You see, throughout all of eternity, hope, faith in Jesus. And hope and faith in Jesus carries us through while we're here on planet Earth. You know, there's a lot going to come against you in life. Older you get, the more you've already seen a lot. I got news for you, it ain't over yet. But I also have a blessed news for you. The very one that carried you through from the beginning will complete it to the end. It's not going to matter how much goes against you. What you need to really focus on is who standing for you. Amen. And that takes faith. Faith is a direct gift from God. Believing that God is who He says He is, and that Jesus is His only begotten Son, that's life. And what faith does is produces power for your everyday living. Amen. Each day, each step that you take is a day and a step in faith. How do I know? Because you don't have any idea what the next step's going to bring. You have no idea what the next breath is going to be. Or shall it be? But what you can know is this. You can know your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and have faith that He is quite able and capable of taking care of you. He said, I am an everlasting light. I am the power light. I am your power source. Believe me, he says. I'll prove it, says God. Let's stand together and read it. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. May God's blessings be upon the reading of his holy word. You may be seated. Faith. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Substance of the things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. That's Hebrews 11:1. And God says to you and says to me, pay attention. Now, when I first paid attention to God, I was encouraged to do so through His Spirit. I came under conviction through His Spirit. I was saved through His Spirit. I have walked every step in my life through His Spirit. In that Spirit is hope. In that Spirit is grace. In that Spirit is all I shall ever need. For it is my believing in Jesus that He promised me, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I believe that. I've experienced that. But He said, I'm going to give you faith. I want you to use it. Why doesn't God give me more faith? Maybe you're not using what He's already given you. God does not waste gifts. Well, why doesn't God give me another gift? Because you haven't been using the one he's given you. Do you ever think about that? Well, I don't know what my gift is. Did you ever ask? Has no one ever told you around you that you're good at something? You know, son, you're good at talking. Matter of fact, you never shut up. That must be a gift. God says, I want you to take my son through faith. When I said yes to Jesus in faith, he's taking care of everything else. What in the world are you all worried about? Amen. You know, I've been going through the stuff of mom, her death. And you know, and it's really bothering me going up to the house and going through this stuff. But do you know what I've noticed? What's in there? Stuff. Stuff. And stuff is nothing more than stuff. When I go through it, you know what I've got? Stuff. I got garbage bags full of stuff. Donated a bunch or whatever, a whole bunch going in the garbage. But it's stuff. Isn't your life more than stuff? Is not your life focused around the relationships that you build in life? Now that's some stuff to pay attention to, those relationships. The more, we got to have more and more and more. The only reason I ever want more is to give it away. I've learned that much in life. The more I give, the more I get. The more I get, the more I want to give. That's faith. Believing that my Savior knows exactly what he's doing. Now, I would probably question me. Actually, I have questioned me. All the time I question me. But there is no question in God's eyes concerning me. No question. I'm calling you to preach, Larry. There's no question in my mind on that. The question has always been with me, can I? I've never seen myself able to. Still don't. None of my business. I know my calling. So therefore, I want you to have faith that I know why I created you. God knows. It's up to us to trust him. That comes with faith. Substance of things hoped for. Evidence of things not seen. That's faith. It's there. I wasn't there when he created it. You're going to learn something the first Sunday of January about God. I hope you think on for the rest of your time here on planet Earth. It's amazing what God has done and what he has given us. Faith produces God's peace. All nations said we'll have peace in our nation. And God's word says they cry peace, peace, but no peace has come. You have peace until it's not. The peace that God gives you and me is an everlasting peace. It goes deeper than armies that lay down their weapons of war. That peace that God gives me through faith is a peace that surpasses all understanding. A peace I don't have to worry about. I break down, I cry, I weep, I hurt sometimes so bad I can barely stand it. But there's an inner peace that settles on me. I know it. I feel it. I accept it. but I don't understand why he gives it to me. But I sure do appreciate it. Amen. That's the Savior that I serve. Listen to John 14:27. I am leaving you. This is Jesus talking to his disciples. I am leaving you with a gift. Peace of mind and heart. There are a countless number of books written on peace of mind and heart. None of them work. Buy it, you read it. Again, I keep telling you, read the last chapter and forget the rest. Read it. None of them have worked. They're not lasting. Make you feel good while you're reading it. Sounds good while you're reading it. And you get through reading the book, and someone says, well, what did you learn? That's a long book. But the peace that God gives you is a peace. The peace I give to you isn't fragile like the peace of the world that the world gives. So don't be troubled or afraid. Woo, what a peace. Amen. Are you afraid about your retirement? Don't be. Hey, you're not in charge of it anyway. I got news for you. Oh, you know, I'm set in retirement. I'm guaranteed this much. Who guaranteed it? They went out of business. They were bought out by another corporation. And all of a sudden, it was done away with. Where'd it go? Nobody knows. Nobody knows. It's there. Remember when the market crashed in 2008? I do. Remember when that crash came about and all that all, and people said, well, and I said, where did it all go? All the billions and billions of dollars, where did it go? It disappeared. And then you know what they told me? They said, don't worry about it. It was only on paper anyway. Well, it was your paper. It was on. And it just disappeared. I got news for you. My retirement is out of this world. It is guaranteed. I promise you, there's no rust involved. There's no theft involved. There is only hope involved. There is faith involved. And Jesus has got me set.
Amen. Amen.
He says, accept my promise. I don't give you the peace that's fragile like the world. I give you peace of mind and heart. I can take care of you. So what do? We worry. Don't worry in faith. Because your faith is not in you or in a corporation or anything else worldly. Your faith is in your Creator, your Savior. Jesus says, I love you. I believe it. I trust Him. Love never gives up on me. See, He already sees me as complete. You see me broken. Jesus sees me polished up. Woo, I'll be glad when I get to see that. What Larry Pete looks like shined up through the Spirit of Christ. Faith accepts God's peace. Now here it is. You know the reason that you're so broken inside so often? It's not because the peace isn't there. It's not because that Christmas gift hasn't been given to you. It's because you won't accept it. Oh, I'll do it myself. Oh, we're the cockiest. You know, I'll do it myself. I don't want anybody to do it for me. I'm going to do it on my own. And you mess it up. Every time you go to bed, you're still hurting. And I'm talking about the true hurt that comes from within. Philippians 4:11-13. I have learned to be satisfied, Apostle Paul. He said, now I've learned something here, boys. He's telling them. I have learned to be satisfied with the things I have and with everything that happens. Man, that was a lesson, wasn't it? I know how to live when I am poor, and I know how to live when I have plenty. I have learned the secret of being happy at any time in everything that happens. I can do all things through Christ because He gives me strength. I've learned, he said, lifetime. Life lesson. I've learned. You been hungry? I've been hungry. I've been hungry, people. I've been thirsty, people. Best drink of water I ever had is when Jesus gave me a drink. Your stomach might be growling. You might be hurting with the pain and all. But you see, through faith I know something. There's a home in glory land for me that outshines the sun. There'll never be any sadness, no tears, no brokenness, no pain. It will be pure love. And Jesus started it in my heart before I ever existed. He loved me. And you know what's really great about this? He loves me after He's through with me on earth. Now that's saying a lot, people. That's saying a lot. Your whole life messing up, and you come to the end of it, and there you see Jesus saying, I love you. That's the love. That's the faith that we've been given. Faith, trust, God's peace. God gives me peace. God gives me peace. Not man, not money, not anything else. God gives me peace. The peace that matters. Isaiah 26, verse 3. You, Lord, give true peace to those who depend on you because they trust you. I'll give you peace, Larry. You want to trust me with it? Lord, I'm messing it up. You better believe I'm willing to trust you with it. Then I give you true peace. The peace that really matters. God says, here I am. Don't we understand Jesus is our Christmas gift? The greatest gift that you could ever receive is to know that you will never die. Earl Johnston stepped out of his body on a Friday afternoon or morning to be with Christ alive. Amen. I will do the same. Those believers in Christ will do the same. We will leave a broken vessel for the perfect will of God, promised through faith by Jesus. The greatest Christmas gift you can ever, ever receive. Faith loves God's peace. I love the peace God gives me because the world really messes with your mind. Have you noticed that? Really messes with your mind. Psalm 119, verse 165. Psalm 119 is the longest chapter in the Bible. The most verses in the Bible, 176 verses in Psalm 119. And God says, listen, those who love your teaching will find true peace, and nothing will defeat them. I don't worry about the enemies without. They've tried ever since God called me to preach to stop me. Never have been able to. I got news for you. They never will. Not because of me, but because of the word that's been assigned to me to preach and to teach till I leave this body. That's an assignment given to me by God, and man cannot cut that short. Doesn't have the authority. But you see, it's a peace that goes all the way to the depth of your spirit. Because you see, the flesh and blood part of you is simply flesh and blood part. That body you have is a marvelous creation by the hand of God Himself. But it's only given to you so you can travel here on planet Earth. You have multiple universes. You have places to be going when you leave this body that you cannot imagine. This body can't handle it. Did you know this body can't even handle taking your spirit to stand in the presence of God? Do you know the body will die to look upon God? But here's a key to that. Do you also realize when He says you cannot stand in that body in the presence of God without dying, that also means but your spirit will be able to. The real you on the inside. And not only that, you get in a better looking body. I know you're good looking now, but you're going to get something a lot better than you can imagine, folks. Called glorified body, just like Jesus. Everything works perfectly. It's a gift from God through faith. And it don't get better than that. Let's pray. Father, we praise your holy name. Giving you thanks, Father, for the season. But Father, for the faith that only you could give us. For the strength and the courage that only you can instill inside the heart, the whole being of man. We thank you, Father, for that faith, for that peace, because it truly does surpass all understanding. Bless us now. As we take your word to the world. And in that word, Father, we share with them your peace. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.